Welcome to episode 68 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul-Hakim, and today we're diving deep into the world of onboarding to relational tables within Snowflake, ensuring you have the knowledge to ace your certification exam. Understanding the basics of onboarding. First, it's crucial to understand what we mean by onboarding in the context of Snowflake. Onboarding is the process of moving data from Snowflake to external storage or relational tables outside of Snowflake's ecosystem. This process is used for various reasons, including data archiving, sharing data with external partners, or simply extracting data for further analysis in other systems. The process of onboarding. When onboarding data from Snowflake to relational tables, there are specific steps and considerations to keep in mind. Firstly, you need to establish a connection between Snowflake and the target relational database. This typically involves configuring an external stage which serves as a temporary resting place for your data before its final movement. You'll also need to take into account the format of the data you're onboarding. Snowflake supports onboarding data in multiple formats, including CSV, JSON, Parquet, and Avro, among others. Selecting the right format is crucial as it directly impacts the ease of data ingestion on the target system. Onboarding strategies. Several strategies can be employed when onboarding data to relational tables. Some common strategies include batch processing. Large volumes of data are onboarded in batches. This approach is suitable for less time-sensitive data and helps in optimizing resource consumption. Continuous loading. This approach involves onboarding data in near real time, allowing for up-to-date data transfers. This method is ideal for scenarios where timely data availability is critical. Partitioned onboarding. Onboarding data in partitioned formats can significantly ease the process of managing and ingesting.